From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
Yes, yeah, we were born in Arkansas. DeWitt, Arkansas. DeWitt. That was a long time ago, 1930. Yeah, January the 24th, 1930. In fact, there's a big snow on my grandmother's said. Well, I'm going to take her word for it.
The Armstrong twins, Floyd and Lloyd Armstrong, were born in Arkansas County. The Armstrong family moved to Little Rock in 1933. They grew up in a musical family with their mother Lois proficient on piano, auto harp, and ukulele. She appeared on Little Rock station KLRA as part of the duo The Sunshine Girls. The Armstrong twins made an appearance on a children's television show on Little Rock's KARK and landed a regular slot on a Saturday morning talent show on the same station. The oldest of five children, Floyd and Lloyd also appeared with their eldest sister as the Armstrong twins and Patsy in California, but she later left music to start a family.
Say, Lloyd, what's that you're picking on that mandolin?
Well, Floyd, that's a mandolin rag. Get with me, son.
Yeah, let's go.
Originally, the brothers both played guitar and sang as their act, but Lloyd, who sang harmony, switched to mandolin in 1938. He later said he just picked out the instrument by chance.
Well, Mother taught us to
harmonize when we were 5 years old.
And I played the guitar until I was about 8 or 9, I guess about 8 years old. And then Daddy took me over to North Little Rock one time, I'll never forget it, and took me to the Square Deal Pawn Shop. Daddy took me over there and had me to pick something out, had a whole row up on cotton. I said, I'll take that little thing right there. Didn't even know what it was. It was a mandolin, and it's a wonder that I hadn't picked a tuba or something. It just happened that a mandolin goes with a guitar. That's what I picked out, and I took the mandolin up, and then Floyd started playing the guitar.
The Armstrongs moved to California to pursue music success when the twins were still young teens. They were soon heard on programs hosted by Spade Cooley, Cliffy Stone, and Mena, Arkansas native T. Texas Tyler. Tyler was signed to 4-Star Records of Pasadena, California. T. Texas Tyler was the first country performer signed to the struggling label, and he found success. Soon, other country music artists, such as the Maddox Brothers and Rose, Webb Pierce, and yes, the Armstrong Twins, had releases on 4-Star. The Armstrongs' first record was a version of Arkansas native Carolina Cotton's autobiographical song, 3 Miles South of Cash in Arkansas. During this time, the Armstrong twins also appeared on powerful Mexican border radio stations, such as XELO, XERF, and XERB. The twins would perform on their own show with other 4-Star artists as special guests, such as T. Texas Tyler, and in turn would be special guests on Tyler's radio show. The Armstrongs cut several singles for 4-Star Records, but did not pursue recording as much as live performances.
We'd done 9 releases with 4-Star, 18 sides. Of course, that's certainly not a record, but we should have or could have made more records, I guess. Of course, 4-Star sold out, too.
Yeah.
They quit recording out there, and Dad and Mom moved back here, and we'd follow them, naturally. We went down to the Hayride and was on that for a while. Elvis was on there, Sonny James.
Bird will be
In 1950, the twins moved from California to Texas and again hosted radio programs and appeared on local television. They continued performing throughout the 1960s and released a single on Wayne Rainey's Rimrock Records of Concord, Arkansas, but retired from professional music in 1969. Floyd worked as a mechanic and Lloyd as a carpenter through the 1970s.
It's never too late to start over new.
The twins reunited musically in 1979. A June performance that year at the Ozark Folk Center in Mountain View marked their first professional appearance in a decade. A friend of the Armstrong family had spotted a reissue album of the twins' old 4-Star material in a record store and sent them a copy. Another recording session was then arranged that fall by archivist Chris Strachwich, who had re-released the original album. And the Armstrong twins, who were perhaps born too late to enjoy the commercial peak of the brotherly country harmonies of the 1930s and 1940s that they embodied, did get to enjoy an even rarer moment, a late career renaissance. Music researcher Dr. W.K. McNeil, who died in 2005, conducted the never-before-aired interview with the Armstrong twins heard in this episode in 1979. Arkansas Songs airs it with special thanks to Mountain View's Ozark Folk Center.
You know I will wait, but remember these words, it's never too late.
From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.